Carson Anderson outside Comerica Park here on 97.1. It is, Gremlins are out today, and we're hanging in there on what is a little breeze coming
it's,
through.
It's noon.
Yeah. Oh, it is noon. The leaf roller finally stopped.
They had like a whole crew on the other side.
Yep.
Today.
Yep.
They've been kind enough not to do right in front of us.
Yeah, this has been about the, hey, should I jinx it? I'll go ahead and jinx it. We haven't had a lot of noise issues today. Yeah, it's been good. Anyway, so we got Tigers Twins in what feels like a moderately important game. I don't want to overstate it. It's a game here in June, but for their team momentum and psyche, they try to keep realistic goals, and the realistic goals is to goal is to win each series. You feel like mission accomplished if you take two out of three. Won the game on Tuesday, lost the game last night, couldn't get the key outs when they needed, and couldn't get the big hit when they needed. But at the end of the day, you can't expect to win them all. So keep the good vibes going, win this game.
Yeah, it's a great start to June. They had a chance last night, couldn't finish it off. Almost had a spectacular finish with Vierling with a deep fly ball in the ninth inning, but just felt, I don't know, 20, 30 feet short. But hit to the deep part of the ballpark. He really hit it well. It's fun to watch the Tigers play again. And I think as long as they start doing the little things well again, like play defense well, we saw some great defense last night. It's a good first step. And we know they're getting really good starting pitching. Last night's game was strange because Framber Valdez came out, started the game, and then the rains came, and they got delayed by an hour and 10 minutes or whatever it was, and they had to come back out. That's not ideal.
No.
That's not how things are supposed to go. So we'll see if they get back after tonight. But knowing that this team, not only are they getting healthier with adding Gleyber Torres and Kerry Carpenter to the lineup, which is that's kind of what's jump-started this offense, but they're getting pitching back. Tarek Skubal's coming back on Saturday. He's going to pitch against Cleveland. It looks like if everything goes well today with the bullpen session with Casey Mize, that he'll pitch Sunday against Cleveland. So they're getting those guys back. Justin Verlander sounds like he's going to be back to this team next week. That's three more starting pitchers coming back, which is awesome. And if you look at this team's bullpen and you're not totally enamored with it, I get it. You know, prior to last night, they'd done a really nice job in the previous 22 innings, giving up just the one earned run. But what these guys coming back could mean is it might push some of these starters that they have into a bullpen role or into a different role, which is kind of exciting to me to think that instead of having to cobble it together with four pitchers to finish up the last four innings, you don't have to do that. You can throw one pitcher and do that, or you can use two guys and do that.
I find Ty Madden, who gave up the two runs last night out of the bullpen, to be a very interesting Tiger because in 18 innings, I think it is this year, he's got 20 strikeouts, and they like swing and miss, and they like the ability to strike people out at the end of the game to have him in the bullpen. But I also look at a 25-year-old guy who at one point got into the top five prospect rankings that could have some value on the trade market if they decide to buy. Now, I don't think he has a ton of value, but you start thinking about a useful rental player. Like, if you're not happy with the bats off the bench in pinch-hitting situations, I think you can find that guy if you want to move Ty Madden in a win-now move. I also think that he might craft a role for himself out of the bullpen. Last night, you know, he got in trouble early, but with the swing and miss capability and the ability to strike out, I don't know what direction that's going to go, but I don't know that he has a future here as a starter, given their depth, what they have right now, and what they'll have when Jackson Job and Reese Olson return. So, it's either a bullpen role, and they need all the bullpen help they can get. So it's either a bullpen role, or he could get dealt. He could be a trade piece.
Could be, and I don't think Tiger fans would be all that thrilled. I mean, this is just
I literally just said we haven't had noise issues, and now we've got some military exercise.
Because why not do that right in front of a broadcast? Because that makes sense.
There's a military exercise going on in front of us. Like, literally.
All right.
Fatigues and everything. What is going on?
I don't think Tiger fans going to be all that jazzed if the move they make at the trade deadline is, even though it would be one that they could use, is to add simply another bat off the bench. Right?
Yes.
And yet, I think it's a prudent move to make if this team is playing well. You know, would I look at improving any position player? Absolutely, absolutely. But if in the end of the day, at the end of the day, if the move is simply, well, we got a guy who's a right-handed specialist or a right-hand hitting specialist to hit left-handed pitching, okay. You know, get ready for it. But they do have plenty of pieces to move. They always have. They've got lots of prospects. And now it looks like they're going to have a ton of starting pitching that they can deal from a position of strength as well. And maybe that just ends up being trading a starter for bullpen arms.
Ken, can you hear these people back there with the yes, sir, yes, sir?
Yeah, I would like to say just thank you for your service. Could you guys do it over there?
I don't know what this is, like ROTC or something like
it's
that.
Something, but they've decided that it's right here, right in front of us. And no, for people watching online, we're not allowed to turn the cameras.
A lot of young people out there.
Yes, we're not allowed to turn the cameras and show it, but interesting choice. A little surprising, right? All right, so look, feedback's still coming in on how mad people are at the Spurs for blowing that game, on unleashing a Nick monster on the sports world. From an unnamed texter, guys, I feel the exact same way you do. I'm so mad they blew that game. I cannot stand New York fans in any sport. I hate painting fan bases with one brush. It's not fair. But the Knicks fans aren't helping, and the celebrity row isn't helping. Tycoon fans aren't helping with all the courtside seats and the look at knees of the
Titans
world.
Of industry.
bastards. So the game last night, I was honestly worried even when they were up by almost 30. It seemed like every game they're able to get up by double digits. They cannot hold on to a lead. And once Brunson gets hot, it's over. And I can't stand it. They had so many chances to still win that game in the last minute and blew every one of them.
Look, Brunson's amazing. He's a great player. But, man, he likes the hero ball, doesn't he?
Yeah. How is it possible for a fan base to go 50-plus years without winning anything and still be obnoxious and arrogant? Knicks fans. It's from Scott.
Why couldn't they just box out last night?
Dude, it's
watching. Box out, game's over.
So Ron Harper, they showed him in the stands talking a lot of mess earlier in the game, and then his boy didn't. I mean, that was a tough play, okay? He was coming from the corner, but when you watch the replay and you see OG Anunoby, who was a great player at Indiana, I remember seeing him play and thinking this guy's going to be something special.
He had a game last night.
Yes, he did.
He's had some games.
That tip was unbelievable.
It was great. Great play.
Unbelievable. And, yes, the Knicks came from 29 points down, and the Spurs blew it.
If they simply boxed out.
Yep.
Or tried to dribble out.
Dribble out the clock or not take so many early shot clock three-pointers in the second half. 248-539-9797. Okay, so, look, A.J. Hinch was on a morning show. The number one criticism we get about A.J. Hinch is people struggle with his decisions when to pinch hit, when not to pinch hit. And it feels like on multiple occasions this year, he's made the call and they haven't worked as much. We ran the numbers earlier. In the last three seasons, consistently the Tigers lead the majors in pinch hitting. This year it's no different. I think they got 20 more than the closest team at like 85, I think the number was. In batting average and OPS, they're at the bottom. They're in the bottom third this year. The last 2 years, they've been in the top third. So Hinch's philosophy and what he likes to do isn't working as well. Does he need to adjust what he does? The morning show asked him that question. Hear what he had to say coming up today at 12:22. We got open lines as well, 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.